The genes of you and me, they're all made of DNA. We're all made of the same chemical DNA. We're all made of DNA.
Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of Discover New Advances, or DNA, a podcast that keeps you up to date about the scientific world in an easy-to-understand language, so whether you're a student in middle school or a grandparent, you'll easily be able to follow along. I'm Kira, and on this episode, we will give an introduction lesson about chromosomes. The following episodes will either keep you updated on genetic advances in the scientific world, teach more lessons on genetics, or feature a debate about a controversial bioethical issue our society is facing today. So if you're already familiar with the basics of chromosomes, you can skip to the following episodes about news on the genetic advances happening today and how it is affecting our world. For more information, please visit dnapodcast.com or email in at info@dnapodcast.com. So on this episode, as I mentioned earlier, we will be learning about chromosomes, what they are and how they work. For starters, chromosomes contain DNA. And again, DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid, and it's instructions for the cell. It encodes for the proteins in the cell. Therefore, there's a lot of it because there's a lot of proteins, and proteins do just about everything. If you're ever in doubt, go with protein on a test. Don't mark me on that, but it's a safe chance. So chromosomes are a way for the cell to condense DNA into a tightly packed boomerang kind of shape. So this occurs during mitosis, which is when the cell splits into two so it can sort of make more cells as the body needs them. And as DNA in the nucleus splits into two, it needs an easy way to duplicate the DNA and then separate the two sets of chromosomes into two cells. So without chromosomes, this would be a mess. You'd have strands of DNA everywhere, all tangled, and in the process of mitosis would take so much longer. So to give you a visual image of what this would look like, you can think of DNA as a gigantic bowl of spaghetti all knotted together. And this form of DNA is called chromatin. DNA is found in the nucleus, which is where the DNA can condensing into chromosomes occurs. You may be wondering what makes the DNA condense into chromosomes. There are signals inside the cell that tell the cell when to do certain actions, and this goes for everything, not just DNA condensing. When the signals for DNA condensing is expressed, proteins called histone proteins help wind the DNA together into the chromosome shapes. So why should you care about chromosomes? Other than being able to learn more about the process of mitosis, again, that's when the cell splits to make two cells, chromosomes are vital in genetic research. They allow scientists to see how the cell categorizes genes into chromosomes. A scientist can look at a cell under a microscope when its DNA is condensed into cells, and this is how scientists first started to understand genetic diseases and were able to identify genetic diseases in people's DNA. If you want to learn more about genetic disorders, I recorded a lesson describing the top six, and this is lesson five, I believe. Yes, five. So it's much easier to see genes and the relationship between genes when they are in chromosomes. That's why chromosomes are so important. So we know that a chromosome has the shape of a slightly bent boomerang. Therefore, it's like a line slightly bent in the middle section there for a visual. What else do we know about its structure? The middle section of the chromosome is called the centromere. The other portions of the chromosome are the arms, which extend from the centromere. The shorter arm is known as the P arm, and the longer arm is known as the Q arm. You probably don't need to know that for a high school level class, but why not throw it in there? So the short arm is P and the long one is Q. A healthy human has 46 of these chromosomes. They pair off, making 23 pairs of chromosomes. So you get 23 chromosomes from each parent. Together, the two sets of chromosomes make the 46. So the numbers you have to know are 23 and 46, which 23 times 2 is 46, so it shouldn't be too hard to remember. Quick side note, genes also come in pairs. You get two copies of a gene, one from each parent. So there's a lot of pairing going on here. So going back to chromosomes, two of the 46 chromosomes are called sex chromosomes, as the genes in those chromosomes control the gender of the human. The two types of sex chromosomes are X and Y. A male has both an X chromosome and a Y chromosome. Female has two X chromosomes. The remaining 44 chromosomes are called autosomes, which code for just about everything else. The pairs of autosomes are numbered 1 through 22 from the physically smallest chromosome to the largest. So it's just based on how big they are. All right, well, once again, I've thrown a lot of information at you, so let's recap. Chromosomes are condensed DNA, and the DNA condenses into chromosomes during mitosis so that cells can easily separate the DNA. The chromosomes have the shape of a slightly bent boomerang. The middle is called the centrosome. It has two arms coming off from the middle. The discovery of the chromosome is highly important as it allows scientists to learn more about genes and how they're related. A healthy human has 46 chromosomes, making 23 pairs, and we get a set of 23 chromosomes from each parent. Chromosomes are numbered 1 to 22 by the size of the chromosome, excluding the sex chromosomes, which are the chromosome 23 pair. Well, thanks for listening. I hope the lesson helped you out a little bit. You can further your education by visiting dnapodcast.com for more episodes in this lesson, along with others, not only in audio format, but in a written format with visual aids to help you out a little bit more. There's also a contact form on there for easy access to send in feedback about the shows or any questions you might have. You can email us directly if that's easier for you. That's info@dnapodcast.com. If you're as obsessed with social media as I am, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, both at /DNApodcast. Subscribing to us on iTunes is a great way to keep up with the show. It will let you know when new episodes are out and automatically download them for you. That way you don't have to keep checking back with the site. So all you have to do is search DNA Podcast and we pop right up. If you have iTunes open, you might as well give us a review. That's the best way to have our podcast viewed by more people. And that way more people can benefit from it, just like yourself. You can find all the links I just mentioned, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and RSS feed, on the website dnapodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and join me next episode to learn and discover new advances in the world of genetics.